Hamner was silent for a while. His patrician brow creased in a furrow as he weighed the options. Dalla's heavy hand was causing a great deal of harm. One innocent had already lost her life. For what seemed like the first time in too long a while, Hamner and the masters he ostensibly led were in agreement. Luke Skywalker needed aid. Everyone, including himself, was chafing at the delay when the ships were prepped and ready to go. They would have been useful before now, when Skywalker was on Dathomir. He had been alone and unaided and forced to strike a dark and dangerous bargain, with Sith for Star's sake. He knew that Boatu was sincere. There was every reason for the Bothan to be telling the truth, and no reason Hamner could fathom that he would lie. The stealth X's were ready to launch, past ready. But there would be no assisting Skywalker if they were blown out of the sky when they tried to lift off. That would be a disaster of epic proportions. Boatu was right. There would be no way either Dalla or the Jedi could turn back to peaceful negotiations. Jedi would be killed for no reason, and innocent civilians would be caught in the middle. It was utterly unacceptable. But if Boatu meant what he was saying, then the strike team would be able to deploy and finally get Skywalker the help he so clearly needed. And they would do so with the GA Navy's support. Be it official or unofficial, Hamner didn't care at this point. There was never a question in his mind of taking this to the Masters for a vote. There was too much negativity there for them to listen and understand exactly how useful and timely a deal like this was. They would not want to wait. They burned to act, right now, unable to see the wisdom and patience. He disliked that, but his duty, given to him by Grandmaster Luke Skywalker himself, was clear: to protect the interests of the Jedi Order and the Jedi themselves. He took a deep breath and made his decision.
We have a deal. Although, Nek...
Yes, Ken?
Move as fast as you can. There's not a lot of time. The longer we hold off on launching, the more chance that beings are going to die, and not just Jedi.
I understand. I believe things are going to come to a head quickly, and then perhaps you'll be willing to tell me what this is all about.
Kenth Hamner, acting Grand Master of the Jedi Council, said gravely and quietly,
Perhaps the fate of the galaxy...
Don't you think that's a bit melodramatic?
I don't see how the thought of an entire planet full of Sith and a mysterious malevolent being in the Maw who can control Jedi all over the galaxy is melodramatic. Not at all, he said. If anything, it's an understatement.
A pause. Then...
I see. I will make all due haste then, Master Hamner. I will be in touch.
Hamner clicked off the comlink. The mantle of leadership in this case was proving far, far heavier than even he had imagined. He had just made a bargain that he knew probably every single master would have challenged. He also knew that he could have done nothing else. He gazed with deep sorrow one last time on Connie's body, then turned away from the temple entrance, his footsteps, if not light, at least certain.